Next question. I volunteer in hospice and was in attendance for the passing of my parents. I notice vast differences in the way people experience their passage. What can we do while still alive to prepare for a peaceful and quote-unquote wakeful passing, other than being present? Is there anything that can be a benefit to others? I think probably what's most beneficial to others is our own contemplation, investigation, acceptance of, say, of death, of our own mortality. That contemplation that I just mentioned, I am of the nature to age, I've not gone beyond aging, of the nature to sicken, I've not gone beyond sickness, I am of the nature to die, I've not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will become separated from me. That to be willing to contemplate that on a regular basis. When I say regular, I don't mean sort of annually or biannually, but every day, many times a day, to bring that up, to contemplate, to reflect, and because the especially in terms of being a benefit to others is when we have a sense of acceptance and say lack of fear or intimidation of illness and death, so that when we ourselves are comfortable with death, with illness, and with the uncertainty of it, because just as this person says, they're just. People experience it in so many different ways. Some people are. The whole process is different for everybody in the sense the amount of comfort or discomfort, the amount of physical pain or not, how quickly the process goes. It's incredibly unpredictable, so that there is a certain template in the sense that we're going to die, it really does take all all way shapes and forms. And to not try to impose some kind of idea that you have of how it should go, either for oneself or for others, especially if they're loved ones, you really don't know. So that being able to be comfortable with uncertainty, being able to be comfortable with the emotional separation, emotional approach of death. That's our work that we can do. But it's also an incredible gift to others when you can be there for somebody and not get all weirded out Also being comfortable with that's one of the things that they there's a discourse where the Buddha, or maybe it's in the Vinaya, where the Buddha gives qualities of a good nurse, in the sense of, because that's as monastics, then that's part of our duties, is looking after each other when we're ill, and one of the qualities of say being a good nurse and nursing others who are ill, or is to not be upset or frightened or disgusted by different bodily fluids and what can come out of a human body. So being able to have that equanimity or acceptance. So a lot of it is dependent on our own being present or and reflecting, contemplating, understanding the nature of the human condition, and also when we do that, we really internalize it. Because the benefit that comes from that is tremendous compassion, so that we can be compassionate with others, and especially if they're not following the program that you've set for them or you expect of them, like they should be peaceful and clear and happy while they're dying, and they're not. I remember there was a Western a former monk who was asking Ajahn Chah about the benefits of helping dying people, hospice work, and Ajahn Chah was saying, it's really a good thing to do, but you also have to recognize that if people aren't steady within themselves, you might not be able to help very much, really. If you think you're sort of going to come riding, he didn't sort of say it like that. If you think you're going to come in with your sort of Buddhist hospice worker who's going to save people, he said, forget it. In Thailand, you have a tradition of when somebody is getting close to their death, and as they're approaching their passing, and some family member or somebody will say Buddho, Buddho, remind them to contemplate the Buddha, keep center, keep that quality, be the one who knows. And Ajahn Chah sort of said, as somebody's approaching death, you're sort of saying, you know, he took his cane, and he just pushed him in the chest and pushed him down on the floor, and he said, "Buto, Buto, you know, how's it feel now?" You know. So, it can be overwhelming. So that. And that's why it's so important to say for ourselves to really, if we want to benefit others, we really have to contemplate ourselves, bring it into ourselves, so that we're familiar, comfortable with this natural process of aging, sickness, death. And recognize the uncertainty of that. But also when there is an ease with with death and the death process, and illness and the illness process, then people can, I mean, it is a real gift to people, because then they can shed their own fears, because it's a pretty, I mean, that's about as vulnerable as you'll ever get. So that to be able to help people be at ease, it is a great gift.